Kedusha. So this idea that when you're speaking in the realm of Kedusha, so Kedusha is not an absolute. It's not that there's a double kodesh, not a double chol. Even within Kedusha, there are gradations of Kedusha. We know this from Kedusha's man. So Kedusha's Shabbos is a high level of Yom Tov, a high level of Chol Moed. Gradations within man itself, let's say within Kedusha of people. So not all people who have Kedusha are endowed with the same Kedusha. There's Kedusha's Yisrael, there's Kedusha's Kahuna, there's Kedusha's Kohen Gadol. So the Chalek is supposed to be the concept of Kedusha's Leviya, and the way you walk Kodesh down in Yisrael. So Kohen, we know there's no Kodesh in Yisrael. We know Kohen Gadol is more Kodesh than a great Israel. But whether or not a lady is more Kodesh, so that's somewhat unclear. In the Samach Haraita, the Meshachachal writes, he doesn't get the lady really has Kedusha. There's no Kedusha Leviya to him. They point out there's no question to him and the Levites of the Levitia. The Levites of the Levitia run the same for Kedusha's Levi. So it's not the house that was Kedusha. Otherwise, it would have been a funny name for a Sefer. That's what someone in the back, the only Yantav, run the same from the Yantav. So it's a Machloikis, so they're really a kindred of any Yantav. Many of you from the Shabbos, you don't find the first by Yantav. So something to give you back when they just fall. So whether or not the Kedusha's Levi is up or down, but there is a concept of Kedusha's Kuna, Kedusha's Kengah, Kedusha's Sol, the gradation of Kuna, of Kedusha. So to the Mishnah says in Caleb, when you speak about geographic Kedusha, there are also gradations. Not all the Kedusha and Kedusha are on the same level. So the Mishnah delineates, spells out one of the different gradations in terms of Kedusha. So if Kedusha is Kedusha Kedusha, that's the highest level of Kedusha. Then the Kedusha starts to lessen a little bit. And you get to the Kehechol, it was a little bit less Kedusha than Kedusha Kedusha. Then you have the Ula, the Ula is there, the Azar, the Arayis, Rishalayim, and Eretz Yisrael, and Fari Eretz Yisrael, and the Kulis of Eretz Yisrael, so then already all the Kedusha disappears. Eretz Yisrael is Mekudesh, it's Mekol HaRotos, but after you leave Eretz Yisrael, it's 59, and then there's no more Kedusha small from whatsoever. So this idea that there are gradations of Kedusha, both in terms of Kedusha, it's like Alam, right? Kedusha is Zman, Kedusha is Kemokol. So when we speak about Kedusha, so we're very halachic oriented people, okay, somebody caught on during the course of this year. So we're not just talking about fluffy concepts, about holiness, holier than holy, deep is in the deep. So holiness has to mean something, Kedusha has to mean something. Like the Noah Mochas, which indicate this gradation of Kedusha, so it's just some words, it doesn't mean anything. So whatever the Chazal, so whatever the Torah speaks about different gradations of Kedusha, so there have to be real halachic tefillin and tefillah that emanate from this, so the most Kedusha's back. So Shabbos is not just more Kaddish than Yom Tov, just Tav and Lomot, Tav and Yer. There are different things that you're allowed to do on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. The Yom Tov is more Kaddish than Chol HaMoed, but there are certain things you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. The Kohen Gadol is more Kaddish than the regular Kohen, because the Kohen Gadol can't do certain things that a Kohen can do. Kohen is more Kaddish than Yisrael, because the Kohen has certain limitations Yisrael doesn't have. So Kohen and whenever you speak about Kedusha, Kaddish versus Chol, and whenever you speak about different Dargahs of Kedusha, so there are real halachic nafkamina. So when the Mishnah spells out that the Beis HaMikdash, within the Beis HaMikdash, there are levels of Kedusha, and within the Yishalayim, there are levels of Kedusha, there are Kedusha, there are Kedusha. So that could be deep in that, they're there for this. You can't just have to have philosophy. And you can talk philosophy also, but that's not what we're talking about. That's not what the Mishnah is talking about. So the Mishnah then goes out to spell out all the different levels of Kedusha, what the nafkamina is about. Why in the world is this Mishnah set as Caleb? Everyone stop to take that question. So the answer is because the Mishnah and Caleb is talking about the level of Tumah. So it starts out talking about the levels of Tumah, and then in contrast, it talks about the levels of Kedusha. So it just got stuck in the beginning of Caleb, Jezreel, Agar. So what are the nafkaminas of Dina? So the Mishnah spells out that there are certain things you're not allowed to do in the Kedusha Kedusha, you're allowed to do in the Apechol. Certain things in the Apechol, yes, all in the Shalai, they're nafkaminas of Dina. So finally, the Mishnah gets to the very end, the last of the Kedushas, in a sense, the lowest of the rung of the Ten Kedushas. So the Mishnah says that Eretz Yisrael is Kedusha from Kolat Rosos. And how does this Kedusha express itself? So if I was writing the Mishnah, if I was the Tanur Ibn Anasi, and I wanted to describe the distinction of Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael in contrast to New York, how is Eretz Yisrael's Kedusha express itself? So I probably would have written Eretz Yisrael was a mitzvah, Trumas and Isis, Eretz Yisrael was a mitzvah, Shemitah. I picked up the mitzvah of Tulis Barak. That's a pretty good expression with the other Mishnah at the end of the first part of Kedusha, that any mitzvah which is a mitzvah of Tulis Barak is only in the Hegas of the Barak. Any mitzvah that's a Hegas HaGuf is no Hegas in all of the entire world. The Gemara derives from Pesukim. The Gemara says that commenting on the Pesukim, the Pasha says, hey, I'll make the Abdu of a Kavosh of the Shavagoyim. The Torah speaks about the mitzvah even of a Nazara. The Torah says, Kol Yom Meshachem Chayim Al Adam. Wherever you're alive, wherever you're living, as long as you're on the ground, so you have to get rid of a Nazara. So the Gemara says, why does the Torah mean by that? Kol Yom Meshachem Chayim. So the Gemara says, that's the highlight, this idea that even a Nazara is a Chayim Sekuf. It's not relevant to the land, it's not relevant to agriculture, even a Nazara is a Chesed Aguf. So the Torah is giving us a model, as an example of Chesed Aguf. All Chesed Aguf on the Hagos, Dev Aris, Dev Aris, Dev Aris. So, oh my God, we should have to say, we have to get rid of the Rizar. In contrast, the mitzvahs that are not like the Rizar, which are linked to the ground, so those mitzvahs are only in the Hagos, the Eretz Israel, not in Chutz La'aretz. What are they running in the contemporary of the Roman? Zeh Sefal of Shav, what's the deal if a person is in space? The person goes, boom, then he has to be mitzvahs enough. So the whole Tumul in the Tosky, which I know Tosky wanted to take this down seriously, so they have a whole discussion about this, you know, when you keep Shabbos, you're in the moon, you're in space, etc. So one of them came with the following idea. He said, well, you don't have to give any mitzvahs when you're in space. Why? Because mitzvahs are only given kol yom b'shatem chayim al adama. The Torah says that the mitzvahs are given for this world, they weren't given for other worlds. Even the Torah said, look, you have the mechuz to keep in space. So according to him, there are three categories of mitzvahs. There are three categories of places in the world. There's Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah of Eretz and Eretz Yisrael. Then there's the rest of the world, the rest of planet Earth, where all the Chavos are going for Nagos. And then when you're on Mars, so then you can do whatever you want. When in Mars, back to Mars, you don't keep any mitzvahs whatsoever. So it's usually not a simple way to walk. We have a child yet. Anyone can go to test the child. So we assume that that's not, probably not true. Anyway, getting back to our story. So if I was running the mission, Caleb, I would say that the mitzvahs are the greatest proof positive of the distinction between Jewish Eretz Yisrael and the rest of the world. So that's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, I'll show you, I'll prove to you. How do you know that Eretz Yisrael is in the Kedesh of Kol HaRoz? How does the Kedush express itself in Isaac? So the Mishnah says, there's a mitzvah Korban HaOmer, and Korban HaOmer, the grain can only be brought from Eretz Yisrael. He says, El HaOretz, V'tzalatem, V'tzira. So there's a din that Korban HaOmer can only be brought from Eretz Yisrael. Then the Mishnah says another Nafkamina that Eretz Yisrael is more Mekudeshes than the rest of the world. There's a mitzvah coming up, there's a Mitzvah of Shteh HaLechem, of Yom of Shavuos, but Lesh Meseichem to be a Lechem Tenufa. You have to bring the carbon of Shteh HaLechem from wheat that grew daf in Eretz Yisrael. Mim Lesh Meseichem, Lom Mechutz Lohetz. The Mishnah says those are two examples which highlight, you know, the shadow of a doubt, the Mishnah's Eretz Yisrael. So if more Kaddish than the rest of the world, because of the open of Shteh HaLechem. Those are the examples. Only 99% of people didn't even knew that thing that the Yom was only carved from Eretz Yisrael, that Shteh HaLechem was only carved from Eretz Yisrael. Why doesn't the Mishnah give the more cautious example? That really implies a very, very strange division. So let's pshat. So it's usually assumed that what the Mishnah is writing at is as follows, that there are two distinct halachas concerning Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It's Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in terms of agricultural mitzvahs, in terms of dealing with the Nevea from Kedushas Karak to Eretz Yisrael. And then there's a different picture of Eretz Yisrael Gamri, not even Kedushas Karak to Eretz Yisrael, but rather as an extension of the Mokom HaMikdash. That the halacha is that you have to build a base of Mikdash in Eretz Yisrael. The halacha is that Eretz Yisrael is considered to be like the outermost boundaries of the Mokom HaMikdash. The Mishnah is driving out as follows, that the Mishnah really is not interested in talking about Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah is going to talk about Kedushas HaMikdash. That's the theme of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah talks about Kedushas Kedushas Kedushim, Kedushas Ha'ichim, Kedushas Ha'ulot Kizbeh, Kedushas Ha'zor, Kedushas Ha'arbayim, Kedushas Shalayim. So somehow we understand that all the Kedushas that are mentioned in that Mishnah have to do, they're all emanating from Kedushas HaMikdash. Even Kedushas of Shalayim, which was an extension of Kedushas HaMikdash, are higher than certain Kabbalahs that can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. So kachin kalam have to be in the Azar in the base of Mikdash itself. But kachin kalam in the chol b'chol ha'ir, we can eat a korban pesach. But the advice in Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim is an extension of the Makom HaMikdash. That's the Mishnah is telling you the following Kiddush. Not only is Yerushalayim an extension of the Makom HaMikdash, and that halacha which indicates to us that Yerushalayim is an extension of the Makom HaMikdash, is the fact that we kachin Yerushalayim and kachin kalam. But Eretz Yisrael also has a mechina of an extension of the Makom HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash, we usually think the Beis HaMikdash has a very small area on top of a mountain somewhere, and the borders end with the Azar. That's not true. If there's an extended Mikdash to Harabai, it's also part of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. It's also part of the Beis HaMikdash. And Eretz Yisrael is also part of the Beis HaMikdash. And Haraiah, that Eretz Yisrael is part of the Beis HaMikdash, that there are certain karbonos that can only come from Eretz Yisrael. Happen to only be two karbonos, the karbon of Omer and the karbon of Shnei Lachem. These are the two mitzvahs that the Torah signals out. You can only bring these karbonos from Eretz Yisrael because of that dimension of Eretz Yisrael being Kedushas HaMikdash. This has nothing to do with mitzvah Flees Baris. But the fact that the Torah signals out, you can only bring these karbonos from Eretz Yisrael, that's a din of Eretz Yisrael, that's highlighting that kiyum of Eretz Yisrael having as a chelik of kedushas hamikdash, as an extension of kedushas hamikdash. That's a mikdash tikkudin. That's not a mitzvah tluy baaretz tikkudin. So the fact that the Mishnah left out trumas and aisers and shmita, the Mishnah wasn't talking about that. But that's true. Everybody knows that. That's the Mishnah. The end of kedushin. But the Mishnah wasn't interested in telling you all the differences between Eretz Yisrael and the rest of the world. The Mishnah was interested in delineating the differences between the Kedushas HaMikdash aspect and the gradation of Kedushas HaMikdash. So Eretz Yisrael has the lowest level of gradation of Kedushas HaMikdash, and that Allah expressed itself in terms of the ability to bring the Eretz Yisrael back and all the rest of Israel. If this is so, that they weren't explained in the Mishnah as to why the Mishnah highlights half these differences, but this is probably behind the issue of the Mishnah seems to be two different to yourselves as to whether there's a third mitzvah that singled out this distinction between Eretz Yisrael and B'kodesh and Kol HaRatz. If there's somewhat of the Gersa that Eretz Yisrael and B'kodesh and Kol HaRatz, so from Eretz Yisrael you have bring the Ogmer, you bring the Shem Lachem, and bring the Kurim. And others didn't have the Gersa. The word Bikurim, according to some, doesn't exist in the Mishnah. What's the Shaila? Should the word Bikurim be in there or not? So the Chorah, this is a fundamental question, and this is halacha, and you have to bring the Kurim back where it's sold. Okay, the beautiful grapes grown in California, you decide you want to bring them to the Kurim to the Beis HaMikdash, that's not acceptable. Ain't no being the Kurim Mechus La'aretz. So what kind of halacha is that? Why is it that the Torah says that you can't bring the Kurim Mechus La'aretz? What's the problem with bringing the Kurim Mechus La'aretz? So Yesh Lachmor, is the nature of the day that you can't bring the Kurim Mechus La'aretz because the Kurim is a mitzvah Kli La'aretz? Is that the reason? It's like Shumas and Isis and Shemitah? Or they say, no, the reason why you can't bring the Kurim Mechus La'aretz is because the Kurim is like a korban. The Kurim comes to the Kayin, comes to the Mizbech, you put it down, and as a candle, it's like a quasi korban. So it's one of those korbanos that singled out cannot come from Mechus La'aretz. This is the Omer Mishnah, can't come from Mechus La'aretz. For certain korbanos, the Torah singles out and says, the Kedushas HaMikdash of Eretz Yisrael is Mevea only for Eretz Yisrael, but the Rudi Kurim from Mechus Eretz Yisrael is a chisaron ruchos mikdash. It's a chisaron ruchos karbonos. Whereas no, it's a din that you can't bring bikur from chutz la'aretz. Just a regular din of mitzvah tluy la'aretz. So lechara, that's the issue behind the two girsos. Those who had the girsa that Eretz Yisrael who kadesh the kol haratzos shekein mevin mimena oimer shkalechem bikur. They were assuming that bikur is part of the picture of oimer shkalechem. Bikur is a carbon. It's like a carbon, and it's one of those karbonos that has to be dafted from Eretz Yisrael. But those who didn't have the gears of Bikurim, so they held that Bikurim doesn't belong to the Mishnah because Bikurim is like Trumas and Isis and Shemitah. So now, what's the din? What is that halacha? What is the nature of the din? You can't bring Bikurim from Chutz La'aretz. If you remember the Basra, the Te'alef has a drasha. How do you know you can't bring Bikurim from Chutz La'aretz? So the Gemara says, Asher tavi me'artzecha, me'artzecha v'mai shol Chutz La'aretz. So Tosfos says, that's so you ask the kasha. What do you need a posse to tell me that Arzach of a Maitre of Chutz La'aretz? If there is a cost if you don't bring Bikur from Chutz La'aretz, typically there's a mitzvah Hatzli Bar, that first is cash. So Tosfos gives two terms in there. One there says, no, you have to bring, you need a posse to tell me you can't bring Bikur from Chutz La'aretz. You know why? Because even though it's not a mitzvah Hatzli Bar, it's a woman that a Hazam in the Svara to say you do bring it from Chutz La'aretz. What's the Svara to have in there? Bikurim is compared to the Chumash and Basa B'Cholam. Two places in Chumash, the Torah puts together the dinner of Bikurim and the dinner of Basa B'Cholam in the same Basa. Gracious Bikurim and Basa, Dami Beit, Sashem, and Yemos, and Ashim, Tiba Chalav Imo, both in Bajas Mishpat, as well as in Bajas Kisisa. That's our question. Why is this a strange juxtaposition of two things? Bikurim, Basa B'Cholam, Ma'im, and Bikurim, Eitz of Basa B'Cholam. I thought just, maybe the reason why the Torah puts them together because the yantar of Bikurim is the yantar of Shavuos, and that's the yantar when all the problems of Bas Mechalov come up, because everyone's making their little situations of the yantar at the same time. So the Torah says to you, even though it's fresh, even though it's Shavuos, gracious Bikurim and Bas, but don't forget, guys, also Bas Mechalov, better be careful not flesh and similar things, and Shavuos also. That was just my own shot. I don't know if that's true. Anyway, so getting back to the story, so Taisa says that a person who didn't would have made the following mistake in Jerusha, he would have said, just in Bas Mechalov is not in Chutz La'aretz, so two Bikurim is also not in Chutz La'aretz, Kamash Malan, then it's not. What's the Kamash Kalan? So according to this day and time, the Kamash Kalan is that's not a mitzvah Tluy Baaretz. The emissary reason, the real reason why it's not Bikurim Chutz La'aretz is because it's a mitzvah Tluy Baaretz. The only reason why you have possibly reinforced it is because I would have made a mistake. I would have goofed and made the wrong drasha. Kamash Kalan, that it's not true. But at the end of the day, when all the dust settles, the reason why Bikurim are not brought from Chutz La'aretz is because of mitzvah Tluy Baaretz. The then Taisa says in the second day it's not. But the reason why Bikurim are not brought from Chutz La'aretz has nothing to do with Mitzvah Tluy Baaretz. Mitzvah Kedushas means a mitzvah which is meveya from the agriculture, which is meveya, which is the chaybis hakarka. The Rosh Kevel is the chaybis hakarka. Araya, the fruit are also eat. You're not allowed to eat the fruit until you mafresh shumas and ma'asus. Shmiti, in other words, the land, throw the shnatzah shmiti. Those are the stuff where it's large. The Kurim says, there's no thing with the fruit. There's no piece to eat from fruit before the Kurim are taking off. There's always a Kevel before you mafresh the Kurim. So says Tosus, Bikurim is a chayvus agavra. It's not just a brisket Tosus. Bikurim is a mitzvah mutalas al agavra. It's not a mitzvah mutalas al chayvus. There's nothing to do with the fruit. It's a mitzvah agavra. I have a chiyuv to bring chayvus to the Jewish land. It's basically make sure to go and sit a pasuk in the Kurim. But it's not a mitzvah which is munachas on the character itself. It's not a mitzvah which is kulya on the chayvus itself. It's a mitzvah mutalas al agavra. As such, both these Tosus, the Bikurim is not a mitzvah to bring barets. So Tapa, why does the Torah say you can't bring the Kurim from Chutz Lo'aretz? Why alone? So the answer is because it's like Ovin Shnei Lechem. The mitzvahs have Kurimus and Korban. There's certain Kavanas that the Torah singles out have to be brought Dafka from the precincts of the Beis HaMikdash. At the outermost precinct, the outermost borders of the Beis HaMikdash are the Gemulos of Eretz Yisrael. So it comes out, Ishaila, whether the Kurim is a mitzvah fully of Oretz, whether the Kurim is a din of the Kurimus and Korban of Eretz Yisrael, these two yourselves, there's a mamish these 2 days in place. Now, call upon them just to build the lumber. So what do we have? So we have, there's 2 din of Eretz Yisrael. There's a din of Kedushas Karka. That's true, Miss Maisa Shmita. Then there's a second din that Eretz Yisrael has Kedushas Hamikdash to it. And that's the source for Omer Shnei Lechem. That may or may not be the source of Bikurim, depending on everything that we said. But the fact that there are 2 halachic categories of Eretz Yisrael, in terms of Kedusha, that's clear. There's Kedushas Karka for sure. That's agriculture. That's true, Miss Maisa Shmita. Then this is a mikdash that's almost shnei lechem. Rebbe Kurim, it's a good measure. The 2 days it does is took yourselves in the Mishnah in Kalim. No. That's Rashi Ram about what the word mikdash means in the context of, let's say, of the mitzvah of Machlok and Shemekech Shemekech. The mitzvah of the school of the mikdash only in the day. So mikdash even in Yerushalayim. But nobody says mikdash itself. Well, the Chora, they seem to be a third category of Eretz Yisrael as being distinct and different from the rest of the world. And that we find in other areas which are not even anything that we're talking about. Nothing to do with the agriculture, nothing to do with the mikdash for pashtus. In a totally different area of halacha, and that's in the area in terms of Torah. And the Torah of Eretz Yisrael, Afi Halacha, is a different Chelashim, it's a different type of Torah, than the Torah that's from Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? It doesn't just mean in Torah, Eretz Yisrael. No, it means something, Afi Halacha. What do the words mean? So the Gemara says at the end of the first part of the Sanhedrin, you can only give smicha in Eretz Yisrael. You can't give smicha in Chutz Lo'aretz. So if you have smicha, so you have to give smicha, ish bi piyish ad Moshe Rabbeinu, so that smicha can only be given in Eretz Yisrael. That's what that means. Now, smicha is not as the structure, the second basic, because it's only stored on a couple hundred years, but towards the end of the end, the community of Amorim, so this Jewish community in Eretz Yisrael was pretty much decimated, and the menorah of Adam left. There was very many who left in the Jewish community in Eretz Yisrael. A handful of people left. So the smicha, the fact that and then it hasn't been able to be received, that's why we have so many things that we can't do, which is not as ever. Can't be done in the fascia. Keep it down in the fascia. Other reasons, because we don't have a base mikdash, that's a technical problem. But even besides the fascia, we can't be down in the malchus, we can't be down in the knossos, we can't be the kaddish, the chayish, the pure ea, so many different things that we can't do, which is not as there, because we don't have smicha. So the Gemara said that smicha has to be given dafka in a throne. I think the smicha has to be given dafka in a throne. But it really spells out exactly what the long order of that idea is. But that's the law. That's the Gemara. The smicha can only be given in a throne. That's what the Rambam, in his famous comment, the Rambam has his comment in Perisha Mishnayis and Sanhedrin, as well as in Hilchos Sanhedrin, the Rambam has this tremendous chiddush, the chiddush that rocked the Jewish world in the 1500s. The Rambam gave him this idea that although smicha is ish b'kiyisha v'ish rabbeinu, but even if the chain is broken, you can theoretically start it over again. How do you start it over again? The chain is, transmission is broken. So the Rambam writes, well, all the chacham and Eretz Yisrael will get together, and they'll all pick who's going to be the Zohar Dor, the whole collection is for Zohar Dor. So, are you ready to hear yourself? Yeah. Do you have your collection just for you? So, if we'll get together, they'll all vote who's the Zohar Dor, they'll chiddush of a process, the reinstitution of smicha. How did the Rambam know? Where in the world did this come from? Because we used to smicha, the whole idea of smicha, the Moshe came to the Sinai, door after door, the Moshe Rabbeinu, how did he start 500 years later? So the Rambam writes, it's the Pasuk. It's the Pasuk in Navi, the Pasuk says in Yishayahu, V'yashim v'shavtayach v'rishanav v'yotayach v'akimah v'achorechim v'yolach v'yotzerim. The Pasuk says that the Rav said, bring the Shoftim back to Christ. So where do we bring the Shoftim back? There are Shoftim there, they're not there. You know, but they did it. You have to live there as man as that. They are same age, they're functioning. So we have a but they did it. So we bring the Shoftim back to Rav Shoftim. So the answer is, that if I go to the real way, I'm going to come back. You know, with Smich, with the Smuchim, with the Mishnah, the Sekhaz, the Hedrin, they are the Mukhim, the real Makor, the Smich, the Hedrin, the man as that, are, well, go back to the Hedrin. Whole city of the Sanhedrin, we spent weeks on, the first couple weeks in Sanhedrin, to figure out what gives us a right to even have any dinner term as man as that. But the real, the Helms, Mushim, of all, we don't have anymore. So that's the Ramah of Right, that the Dabi Shia promises us. The Shmurah said, he's going to return to Dayanim even before Yerushalayim is rebuilt, even before there's a new Beis HaMikdash, even before there's a new Yerushalayim is going to come, before Mashiach comes, there's going to be a Chiddush HaSmicha. He says, how's it going to happen? If no one's going to be around at the time, in the days of the Rambam, nobody had to be, it's going to be out of back 600 years already. So how did they, where are they going to start from? If there's no Chis HaMesim, who's going to bring Smicha back? So the Rambam says, of course, it must be that there's a process that enables you to start again. So the Rambam says he's guessing that this is the process, even though there's no Gemara like that. The Rambam's guessing, it must be that this is Kippur Chazal. You can start the Smicha over again, as long as you get all the Chachmir to throw together, you can throw a Smicha upon one person. This is the Chiddush of the Rambam. And the Rambam, one characteristic is right, at the end of this halacha, the Sanhedrin, the Adama Tzor Hechera. You have to think about what he says is right. The Rambam was pretty convinced that he said it was right. He didn't write it, wasn't sure it was right. And here the Rambam writes, he's not sure, he backdrops a little bit. Adama Tzor Hechera, he's not exactly sure whether this finish is right, but he thinks it's right. He thinks it's right enough to write it, at least in theory. So this was a big fight in the 1500s, it was a little bit about Jewish history, when the Chiddush HaSmicha, so some Rabbanim and Tzfas decided, they're going to get all the Rabbanim together in Tzfas, and they're going to follow the Rambam's plan, so they did it. So don't think that some, Gentile stars, some of the guys ran out of the machine and started this. I don't know who was behind this plan. Who's the Rosh? Gamma Beirav? He's the Gamma Beirav Tzfas. One of his many claims to fame was he had a Talmud. His Talmud was able to the Rosh. So he was the Rebbe, the Shulchan Aruch, the Yachad Meirav. So he was voted by all the time he was leading the Rabbanon. So some of the people who voted, some of the people who conferred Smicha upon him, were Rabbi Yosef Karo himself, and Moshe Kordovero, Moshe Alshet, some big names at the time. So they all voted, they were the people they were masking, they leading the Rabbanon, and they conferred Smicha upon him. What was the first thing he did upon getting Smicha? He conferred Smicha upon all of them. And now they had a group of five mizvachim. We're ready to start the Czech tradition again. So after a few months, the word seeped down to Yerushalayim. Communication was in those days. Finally, some guy drove his donkey down to Yerushalayim. He told everyone in Yerushalayim what was going on. So I think the world tried to get, So they finally got down to Yerushalayim and they told everyone in Yerushalayim what had happened. So they were furious. The Levi ben Chavir, the Abach, with the Chief Rabbi Shalim, the guy, so he said, who says we pass this round? The Rambam himself says he's not even sure that it's true, but he started to speak over again. And to make matters worse, he says, who said you have all the chachmir? It's Israel. He didn't have all the chachmir, so what about us? We also don't have all of that. So the world is fast, I don't know what the numbers were. So the kids, it was an ongoing fight for a while, a couple of years, as to whether the snake was authentic. So the Rabbanim and Tzfas assumed that it was authentic. They went to the Gan and Grossos, and the Rabbanim and Yerushalayim said, hopefully it was not true, that it was never accepted by anybody, and the Rambam never really started La'alocha, and it's a dog to Hecher, and no one agrees in the Rambam. Bottom line is that the Rabbanim and Yerushalayim, Lamaisa, prevailed, and that's what happened. By the end of that generation, ultimately, God, yeah, it never went to the next generation, and the idea never made it out of the 1500s. So with this idea that the Rambam was Mechadish, the Yafir, all the Rabbanim and Eretz Yisrael, the other one, Yafir, Eretz Yisrael, but people who saw something I learned, they were doing. In the 1500s, there were more Rabbanim chutzkars by far than there were in Eretz Yisrael. In the days of the Eretz and Cairo, there were Jews in the whole Jewish community in Eastern Europe already. There were Jews in Poland, Jews in Germany. There were Slavic communities in North Africa. There wasn't any left anymore. But there were in Turkey, there were Arab Angry Israelis in these countries, which had many Rabbanim, I'm sure, in terms of numbers, way more than there are Rabbanim, both Tzfas and Yerushalayim all together. So how come you have to take them into consideration? So they're not as good as they are. You have to ask them. They have to finish a smithy, you have to get the chachmir and Yerushalayim together. Why is that? So The Rambam understood that just as smicha can only be confirmed in Eretz Yisrael, so too smicha can only be established in Eretz Yisrael, and only the Rambam and Eretz Yisrael have to say as to the chiddush of smicha. So this is the Rambam's, just following the footsteps of the Gemara, this idea that smicha is considered to be the absolute authentic transmission of Torah. So this transmission takes place in Eretz Yisrael. The father, you learn Torah chutzpah. It's an honor to mitzvah stamma Torah. It's chutzpah said, you have to learn Torah chutzpah also. The father can say, shirim, say, chidushim, you have to learn Torah chutzpah and chutzpah. That's all true. And it could be that some of the Gemara will learn chutzpah at the time. You didn't put a chum in the Gemara in Eretz Yisrael. It's possible. It's very possible. But I will be saying that the true Torah transmission takes place in Eretz Yisrael. That's the din of Parshas HaSmich, and that's the even the Rambam said, even the Chidushas Smicha, is not limited to the Rambam in Eretz Yisrael. This idea that the Torah of Eretz Yisrael is a unique Torah, that's considered to be the Messiah, the Torah of Eretz Yisrael, that's probably what's behind this other Halacha. Karla is really a Messiah, and that's the fact that Kiddush HaKodesh only takes place in Eretz Yisrael. Here the Gemara does give a Malkah for this. It says, Kiri Tzion Tzeitzei Seret Rashi in Yerushalayim. So what does that mean? You see, it's what does that mean? It's Gemara Brachas, and that Gemara says, that's the Malkah that you have to be attached to the Chodesh Daft in Eretz Yisrael. How did Chazal see in that Pasuk, Kiri Tzion Tzeitzei Seret, and then you do a Kiddush HaKodesh? Maybe Kiri Tzion Tzeitzei Seret requires to learn the Gemara, or to learn the Nakota, or to divide it. But every Shiva and Kiri Tzion Tzeitzei Seret. So how did Chazal see anything that is ever do a Kiddush HaKodesh? So they made the Yehuda, the Tzlach, and then Yehuda was going to rob in, was he the Rabbi? Pran, right? Then he was the Rabbi Pran. The in-laws on the way back from Israel, so they're supposed to stop at Pran and leave tomorrow. So they're going to stay in Pran, so the in-laws are going to go see the Maharal Shul, the famous Maharal Shul, which became the Yehuda's Shul, so it's still standing today. Because my son only wanted to know whether he's going to bring it back to the road. So, he got something clay from the cradle, that was a request. If you see something, I won't bring it tomorrow. But at the Jewish press, you know where it came from. Anyway, so the name Yehuda, like we wrote a brat, so he also wrote the same thing Yehuda, and he wrote the Tzlach in the Seres Brachas. So he writes that, how did Chazal figure out, Kimi Tzion Tzeit Tzor means Kimi Shechadish? Well, the phrase Tzeit Tzor is very, very, very strange phrase. Tzeit Tzor sounds like it's like something like Yeshmei, like the Torah is coming out of Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Torah is coming out of. That's came from our Sinai. From Moshe gave the Torah to our Sinai. Mount Sinai is not in the borders of Eretz Yisrael. It's in the middle of the Sinai desert, not in the halachic borders of Eretz Yisrael. So, what do you mean Kimi Tzion Tzeit Tzor? It's not true. Kimi HaSin Tzeit Tzor. So the Yehuda says that the rest of the Torah was not given by Kiddush Baruch Hu. That we don't have a right to change the Dini HaTorah. We have to interpret the Dini HaTorah. We can't make up the Yish Me'ayim. Let's say the Marshal Ubisan HaKiddush Baruch gave us Lama Tess Malachas, and we'll say, no, we want to add a point. We don't like that Malacha. That Malacha is too complicated. Also, Shteh Bat Tehira, no one understands it anyway. So I don't want to do the Lama Tess Malacha project. So every week they have to do another Malacha. Every week they have to do we have to do another example of the Malacha, like some modern-day example of the Malacha, bringing some projects, a lot of those Malachas. So the first couple of Malachas were a cinch, and now we're a dish on it. She's in the middle of Potsay, and also Sheba Benirin. She's wanting to give us something. What do you do about Shtey, also Sheba Benirin? I said, I have no idea how to do Malachas, this is Sheba Benirin. No, the English books, it says the weaving process. The five Malachas that apply the weaving process. Nobody knows what those Malachas are. You know, the books, nice array, that dying from one that went around with the rulers, you know. Sure, if you remember Ruby, I find out too many people around that I know what Angel's blood is on. So, if you want to change the Malachim, I said, no, we don't like this Malachim. Man, so if you want to Malachim, just throw it out. The only area about Malachim that they can come up and do whatever they want. The Torah gives the membership free here, do whatever you want. You want to change the facts. No, they do whatever you want. It's Kiddush HaKadosh. A Teva for your Mazid, a Teva for your Shalom, a Teva for your Mutter. Whatever you want, you want to change the Chodesh, the moon that appears here. What does the Gemara say? Hashem, the moon came, the Rabbanim didn't want to see the moon, so they said, moon, go back, we don't want to see the moon. One day I want to put a piece of dirt and throw it over the moon. He said, get lost, it's not going to get revenge until tomorrow. So you let him do that. The Gemara says, Atem, Atem, so I'll take a summer, Atem, that we have arrived in the realm of Kiddush HaKodesh, the Mamash play around with the day. So whatever you want to finish today, want to finish tomorrow, it doesn't matter. So then that's Mamash, keep it till take it, sir, that's Mamash for tomorrow. So, there's a limit even in the realm of Kiddush HaKodesh we can do. Kiddush HaKodesh means that the Torah gives a right to Beis Din to convey a Mitzvah Chodesh is one day that if they can't decide, we'll make Mitzvah Chodesh next week. That's not acceptable. We have a righteous saying, Yitzchodesh Moloch, Chodesh Chasa, within the realm of reason. Well, let's say the most, let's say Beit Din is the Kaddish of Kodesh, and it's already said it's a Kodesh Nisan today. So now let's say 2 weeks later, it's not the Pesach, and the Rabbanim say, no, you know, we won't Pesach come out today. Today, we'll make Pesach in a week from now. We can't do that. That's not a temporal order. A temporal order means that Beit Din has a right within reason to declare the Kodesh, either on Beilam or Beilam Rao. Because when I say the astronomical month, it's really coming around a half day. So the third day is the leeway to Chazal, even though the Bola is in the field. Now, we can still push it off a day, that day. You can play it out in a little bit. But once the day of Rosh Chodesh is nikva, then you can't change the tarich of a yom. That's impossible. Of course the date of a yom is written in stone. The Rosh Chodesh is flexible a little bit. The day of the yom, it's not shy after the play it out. So that was my daughter's question yesterday. So I was trying to explain to her what was going on. Because again, the prayers don't hear too much about this sometimes. So I told her a little bit about Yom HaTzmut. So she couldn't understand. She knew what Tehiyah was Yom HaTzmut, but she didn't understand why Nachum Tzvi yesterday was playing on the sand, so she was in the road, so she didn't understand. So I tried to explain to her what was happening. So I said, well, this year, because, when I was a kid, it was only Nidcham and it fell out of Shabbos. Then I got a little older, it was Nidcham and it fell out of Friday. Then I got a little bit older, it was Nidcham and it fell out of Thursday. So anyway, so because of Yom HaTzmut, so Shabbos, I tried to explain the whole thing to her. So she said to me, only a 10-year-old could say, she said, oh, that sounds like the Goyim's holidays. She said, because, like I always tell her that George Washington wasn't really born on this day. He was born 2 weeks later. He went on vacation, so they played around the calendar a little bit. So I must have once told her that the difference between our calendar and the non-Jewish calendar is that the Jewish calendar, whatever holiday I finish brought, we'll see what it is. That's what he said. I don't like things that the whole lot of people, that's your problem. So she understood, she had that lesson in her mind from her, because I told her that the non-Jewish holidays are very, very flexible. So the Jewish holidays are not flexible. It's written in stone what the day is. That's what it means in the discussion. You can play with this Sunday. So she asked me, so how did you play with your Muslim? That doesn't sound right. I said, well, not exactly the same. I said, it wasn't like given in the Torah itself. It's not really like the date, you know, in the Chumash. You know, it's not really the Durabonim. I was trying to a little bit to try to explain to her nice people not afraid of 10-year-old to understand why but try to explain what the Kabbalah Sadvarim is, why they feel they are allowed to turn the day a little bit. So I said, I was trying to explain that you see how important Shmir Shabbos is, and the whole country not so, even people who are not yet from the pain, so now the whole country is willing to change the whole celebration to avoid Chil Shabbos. So I think that's a wonderful thing. That's the lesson that you have to bring home, that even the people who are not from are sensitive enough to the fact that you want to try to minimize the Shabbos as much as possible. I think it's appropriate that, because the original Yom HaTzmut was also not on the year. History buffs, huh? It was really, it was a fake. The name was a fake. It was really the British mandate ended when? That's my history. The British mandate ended on May 15th. May 15th, 1948, that's when the British mandate officially terminated, which was a Friday night, 4 o'clock midnight. That's when the last British flag came down. So there was a problem because, in theory, legally, they weren't allowed to declare the state until 12 o'clock in 1 second. They didn't declare the state without declaring the state of something else that belongs to the Americans. So if you don't have a legal right to declare a state, yes, they only legally had a right to declare a state by international law, only at 12 o'clock and 1 second after the British mandate expired. So there was a problem. The problem was that was Friday night. Some of the people who were supposed to sign on the declaration were Shem Shabbos. So others who said, we're not coming, we're not signing. We're not going to sign at 12 o'clock at night on Friday night. So there was a whole play, what to do? They came to the Pshar. I think the Pshar was, if I'm not mistaken, they declared the state, I think it was declared like King of the Achalabis, that was signing down with a lumbus, that a lumbus is Chal. Rabbi Kivega has a suffix, but the Alamic and Kimi, the body of that should be Chal on Shabbos, because there's a Shabbos, that goes back to the Lemker and Shabbos. It's Mechel Lemker, this was the Maisi Kimi, or this was the Chalais Kimi, so that was the Kavanah also. So they signed it 4 o'clock on Friday, but it was understood that it wasn't really going to be the Tokvah until 12 o'clock in 1 second when the British actually left. So when the first Yom HaTzmut was done, I think the official date was May 14th, but then they did it on May 15th. So even though the original Yom HaTzmut was done in such a way, in such a Meshulah way, to avoid Chol Shabbos, so it's appropriate that the celebration was not an additional city. You don't have to minimize Chol Shabbos. You play with the animal with 50 and 60 and 70 and 40, but whatever comes out to minimize Chol Shabbos, so that's also a very good thing. So that's how I was trying to explain this all to my 10-year-old as we were driving over the bridge, and it didn't go too well. But anyway, that's the story. So getting back to Kibbutzim Tekes Sarah. So Kibbutzim Tekes Sarah, so that means that you can play with Rosh Chodesh, given the date of the Yom Tov itself, you can play a little bit with Rosh Chodesh. So that's what Tetzei Sarah means. Tetzei Sarah means only Kiddush HaChodesh, the Torah Mamash, comes out of Yerushalayim. It comes from the Beis Nagoda. What about the areas of Allah? The Beis Nagoda doesn't make up Torah. They just explain what's there in the books already. Kiddush HaChodesh, they Mamash make up the rules. They play the moons here, they say go back, the moons there, come back, come back. Beis Nagoda does whatever they want. Kimitzil and Tetzei Sarah, that's the Kiddush of Kiddush HaChodesh. So this area of halacha, this tremendous area of halacha, Kiddush HaChodesh, that the Torah gives the koyach, the chachmei Torah, the mamash made up Torah, yesh me'ayin, that area of halacha can only be done in Eretz Yisrael in normal circumstances. The Gemara says in the Sefer Brachos, if you have such a zashas lachak, there's nobody in Eretz Yisrael who doesn't learn well, and then with the only dayan in the world are in chutz la'aretz, and then no one in Eretz Yisrael matches up to them, they never think about the Kiddush HaChodesh even in chutz la'aretz, shas lachak, well, in the normal circumstances, you're not allowed to be Mekadosh the Chodesh outside of Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is the mokom where Kibbutzim Tekes Sarah can be said about. It's only Eretz Yisrael that school, that prayer, to be able to be a mokom Torah to such an extent to be able to be a mokom Kibbutzim Tekes Sarah. That's what the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs. How can it be that this man is there, we don't have a Beis Nagoda, this is not known, this is Lovish Chodesh. Is there a mitzvah chedesh in Olachem? The only way to be endowed as a mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is through Kiddush HaChodesh at their base. And another base didn't go, how do we do it? Because the Ramban writes that what Hil Hashem did when he was today on the calendar is that he was the Kaddish all the Chadosh and all future generations. Because the halach is, even though the Chedchil is supposed to wait for Edom to come, but the Yevon can be Kaddish HaChodesh even without Edom, and the Yevon can be Yevon, but Shaz HaChak, he can be Kaddish next month. Let's say we're also, there's not basically to share time. He's the one for vacation. They're on the way to China, they're going out of town for a couple of months, they don't want to be bothered with Kiddush HaChodesh. So you know what, we'll make a Chedek in the next 30 days, so we'll declare Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and then 29 days later we'll call Chodesh Sivan, 30 days later Tammuz. We're going to write down, we're here for the Kiddush HaChodesh for the next 6 months. So the Rabbi writes, you can do that. That's supposed to look, that's not the proper fulfillment of Kiddush HaChodesh. But with the Yavim, Mishas HaChak, it's Chaos. And the Rabban writes, that's what the Hill Hashem did also. He was Mekadosh HaChodesh, not Bias Goyal. He said, for the next X amount of years, so the all of Rosh Chodesh had followed the following 19-year cycle, and they just pressed ditto on the computer, and for every 19 years, it's all part of the Kiddush of Hill Hashem. So the Rambam writes that, not what happened. And the Rambam writes that there is no Kiddush of Kiddush, which might have said. So there's no Kiddush of Kiddush, how do we have Kiddush of Kiddush, how do we have Yom Tovim? So the Rambam claims that there was a Halacha Moshe Masinai, which other Rishonim say it was such a secret, a Halacha Moshe, no one else had heard of it. Rav claims that there was a halacha moshe mizina in the Kiddush HaChodesh that you can be mekadosh the chodesh in one of two ways. You can aid them to aid them, or if there's no days that functioning, then Klal Yisrova mekadosh is a chodesh. You say in the Dhamma, mekadosh Yisrova is not, and if you fly to the chodesh, you can be mekadosh is a chodesh. How are they mekadosh the chodesh in one of two ways? By observing Rosh Chodesh, every time you have to fly to the whole together and say, today is Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, so that's the din. That's the din the arayis, and that becomes Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. Even though there's no official day for that doing it. The flies will get something higher than that. The night of Rosh Chodesh, they say, oh, no, we have Rosh Chodesh, but that's the Rosh Chodesh. Says the Rambam, who does this? So all the Rosh Chodesh have the curfew and Kaddish Rosh Chodesh. Just as all the Rosh Chodesh have the right to do the Kaddish Rosh Chodesh in the normal Kiddush Abir Iyah, so to the secondary level of Kiddush, now we have this Manazeh, and we ask for the days of that. So those are only Klaus on Eretz Yisrael are allowed to do that. Klaus on Eretz Yisrael don't count for this. That's what the Rambam writes, a startling statement. The Rambam writes that if you see a Chas V'Shalom, you would have a period in Jewish history, there would be no Jews in Eretz Yisrael at all. You would have a Minyan, you would have a Tzibur of Klaus on Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam says that Kiddush HaChodesh wouldn't take place. And if Kiddush HaChodesh wouldn't take place, then Yom Tov wouldn't take place. We wouldn't have Pesach anymore. We wouldn't have Yom Kippur anymore. Only Yom Tov would cease to exist if there wouldn't be Jews in Eretz Yisrael. So Baruch Hashem, of all the years, there have been Jews in Eretz Yisrael. There are times when there were very, very few Jews. There was a period of time in the Middle Ages where there were Kimak no Jews in Eretz Yisrael. It was always in Minyan. Not always in Yerushalayim. The famous Mice of the Rabban. The Rabban writes in the letter, we came to Yerushalayim. So he came before Shoshana. How do you end up in Eretz Yisrael? The Rabban was like, oh. Just Once the Mishaykh Hayyamu had the Al-Bahar, once the Maimon HaSini was over, so HaSini has no Kiddushu whatsoever, there's no Dinim whatsoever, on other, even though HaSini is, nobody knows about it. Right? Nobody cares, because it was only a temporary Kiddushu, it's all finished. So where did Kiddushu HaSini go to? Where was it transplanted to? So it was transplanted originally into the Mishkan, it traveled, it probably saw for hundreds of years, and then eventually it was planted on the Makam HaMikdash. The Makam HaMikdash is the Makam of HaSini, that has Kiddushu HaSini. That's where the Meir writes in the Meir Sanhedrin, the Gemara Shaila, Shor Sinai the Kama. The Torah says that an animal climbed up to Har Sinai in the middle of Mount Tiras and the Shor was Chayav Misa. It says, in the Heir Rai Zishu of Lichya, the Gemara Shaila, how many Dayonim do you need to be found in the Shor Sinai? So the Meir says, who cares? The hell is already, Har Sinai is over, finished 35 years ago, it's over. So the Meir writes, no, it's an Afkavina, but Kama said, what's an Afkavina? The Meir writes, an animal goes into the Tiras Shekadosh and it's Chayav Misa. What does it say down the Chumash? So he says it's that, in the Hema and Mishla Yichya, that the Kedushas Har Sinai, Chamash HaFkidin, in the Kedush HaKadosh, in the Sman HaZeh. It's a Chiddush Gavul of Chiri. But the idea is right, whether the Halach is right, that's a different question, but the idea is right, that the Kedushas HaMikdash, the Kedush HaKadosh, what was in the Kedush HaKadosh? The highest level of the Yassi Kedushas, what was there? Rak Paluchos, Paluchos, the Sefer Torah, the Aron HaKadosh, that was all that was in the Kedush HaKadosh. But the ultimate source of the Kiddush HaMikdash is Kiddush HaTayyarah. So this is true, there is a source that people need the extension of the Rokhah HaMikdash, so then we can begin to understand why the Torah of Eretz Yisrael is fundamentally different from the Torah of Chutz Laaretz. The Torah of Eretz Yisrael is Torah HaMikdash. The Torah of Eretz Yisrael is like Mishka said to others. The Torah of Eretz Yisrael is the Torah of Har Sinai Mamish. The Torah of America, okay? We have to also learn Torah of America. We have to learn Torah of America also. So the Torah of America is a border, the province is a border. We went to Tyson, Tyson lived in America. Tyson lived in Poland. The Dirty Oil is 1,000 years old, it's all true. It's all true. But there was Gavalika Torah in Chutzlaretz, and very often you have many more ways than the Chavu Chutzlaretz in different figures than areas as well. But somehow the Mokham of Torah has always been, and will always be, still reserved for Eretz Yisrael. The Haredi Chleis HaKolos Kibit Tzilat Eitz HaSarah, that the true Kedush is true Makam HaTorah, the true place to connect to HaSinai ultimately has to be in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is the Makam HaMikdash, the extended Makam HaMikdash. So there are three different Makam of Eretz Yisrael. There's Kedushas, Mitzvah HaPlis Ba'aretz, then there's Kedushas HaMikdash, and then there's Kedushas HaTorah. What we're suggesting is that element, that aspect of Kedushas HaTorah, Eretz Yisrael, so that's an extension of the Kedushas HaMikdash, it's not necessarily an extension of the Kedushas of Mitzvahs HaFlis Ba'aretz. Kedushas HaFlis Ba'aretz. Oh, it was a day, that was a book, really.